Welcome to North Square Investments Active Insights Podcast. North Square Investments is dedicated to bringing differentiated active investment strategies to financial advisors and investors through our multi-boutique asset management platform. Today, Mark Goodwin, Chief Executive Officer of North Square Investments, will focus on the current market environment and discuss bear markets with Brad Thompson, Portfolio Manager and Director of Multi-Asset Class Solutions with C.S. McKee. C.S. McKee is a partner firm in the North Square platform. Mark and Brad, we look forward to your discussion.
Thanks, Diane. As you mentioned, at North Square, we seek out best-in-class active managers for our platform. And Brad's expertise in multi-asset and risk-managed alternative strategies provides a great perspective on managing through a difficult market climate. Brad, you and your team manage three distinct strategies for us with the common thread of managing risk and volatility. We've seen some pretty dramatic shifts in markets over recent months, mostly on the downside. What's the state of the market now, and do you think we're in or at the start of a bear market?
Well, Mark, it depends on which index you look at, right? But the NASDAQ certainly is in a bear market. It's in bear market territory. It has been for a couple of weeks. We have not reached bear market territory in the S&P and the Dow Jones, so the jury's still out a little bit on that one. But it feels like we could be in the early stages of a bear market, yes.
We went through a bear market with the dot-com bubble in 2000 and the global financial crisis in 2007. Can you tell us about the broader history of bear markets? How deep do they go and how long do they typically last?
Yeah, sure. So, and again, it depends on which index you're looking at because they all have slight differences, but they are correlated. So the statistics are fairly similar. If you look at the S&P 500 going back to the 20s, you know, we've had 21 bear markets. So that's an average of about one every 4.5 years, which seems a lot more frequent than most people realize. But they tend to cluster together, right? So in the 30s, you know, we had multiple bear markets. In the 40s, we had multiple bear markets. 50s, we had a couple. 60s, we had a couple. Then there's some decades where you don't have any, right? So the 1990s, we didn't have any bear markets. The decade of the 2000s was a one where we had two bear markets, but it was followed by the decade of 2010 where we didn't have any, right? So when I say average, you know, it just depends on kind of which decade you're in. But they average about 35, 37% decline. Some are much larger, right? Some of them 70, 80% declines. Yeah, you have some that cluster around 50%. And then there's some that barely reach bear market territory, which is the official 20% range. But they average around a year to a year and a half in length in terms of bear market. And it takes about 40 to 60 months to get back to even, again, depending on which index you're looking at and which group of bear markets you're including in the statistics. But they're usually broad ranged and long term. But the one that pops out on the list to me is the most recent bear market, which was the COVID crash, right? It was a very rapid bear market. It basically only lasted 1 month and we recovered in a very short time period. So if investors open their statement at the end of the year and they saw their beginning balance and their ending balance, you wouldn't even notice there was a bear market in the middle. So that one did not cause the corrective action that most bear markets usually employ into the markets. But most bear markets will change investor behavior. They will change investors' mindsets. They will change risk appetites. And the COVID crash really didn't do that because it was so rapid. So the next bear market may be more painful and may be more broader in the teeth, so to speak, and last a little bit longer than that one did.
Thank you, Brad. Good insights. We're coming off a highly accommodative interest rate environment where rates were at historic lows. Now that's shifting with an accompaniment of quantitative tightening as the Fed unwinds its balance sheet. How do you see the direction and level of aggressiveness of Fed policy impacting the way this plays out in the markets?
Well, it kind of goes back to the statistics I mentioned earlier, right? So you have some decades where you have clusters of bear markets and others where you don't have any. Well, we just came out of one where we didn't have any, right? From 2009 to the COVID crash, we had no bear markets during that time frame. And that's because we had the Fed put, right? The Fed was pumping money into the economy, liquidity into the economy, and really forcing investors into risk assets. Well, it's just the opposite now, right? So the Fed is tapering. They're becoming much more hawkish. And So over the next 5 to 10 years, you might expect to see the frequency of bear markets actually increase, and we may have one of those decades where we have multiple bear markets.
Brad, in reviewing past bear markets, you spoke about head fake rallies occurring over the course of a broader downturn. How do you determine when the market is bottoming out versus getting caught in a head fake rally?
Well, we have a process that we use where we use technical measures, and of course, none of them are always 100% accurate, but it kind of gives us a read on sentiment and price trends and breadth that are in the market that kind of give us an idea of when we might see, you know, strength re-entering the market. But the head fake rallies can still happen. I mean, if you go back and look at some of the historical markets, they definitely occur, and they can be very, very painful for investors, because it looks like the bear market's over when in fact it's not.
Right. For some time now, passive investments have gained popularity among investors. How important is active management in an environment like we're experiencing today?
Well, I think it's increasingly more important because of the volatility, right? And volatility management is very important in the portfolio. So if you think about, you know, environments where it's difficult to manage through, a passive strategy is good, right, when everything is going up and you're never going to underperform the benchmark, right? But if that benchmark is down 50%, you better be prepared to ride down with it. And that's where active management can come in and reduce volatility within the portfolio and reduce some of that downside risk.
Are there areas or sectors where you're finding opportunities in this current environment?
Well, yeah, certainly. We actually have recently moved to some inverse positions because of the, you know, weakness in the markets. But it's difficult. Right now, bonds are struggling, stocks are struggling, but there are some pockets where we've had some areas where we've seen some success, some countries where energy and resources are abundant have been favorable.
Brad, this is probably the first time some younger investors are experiencing this severity of downturn and have been trained to buy the dip. So we'll have to see if that continues to play out as a good strategy. How would you think investors should be looking to position themselves now, and what type of investment strategy should they be considering given them the backdrop of uncertainty?
Well, you know, obviously managing defensive strategies, you know, have a tendency to think that now is the time for those. I think that if you employ, at least for part of your portfolio, strategies that can become defensive when things get very scary, it can serve well for you. But, you know, these strategies can also make money when the market trends reverse and turn back up again. So, I mean, I think that it's a good idea to employ some sort of active management and defensive posture within the portfolio.
With the equity markets down significantly from the highs of a few months ago, do you think it's too late for people to be shifting a portfolio to navigate this type of market, or is it exactly the right time to think about it?
Yeah, I mean, there's no perfect timing, right, you know, to do that. And it's going to be different for every individual. But, I mean, I think if you're looking at investing over the next 5 to 10 years, it makes a lot of sense to employ some sort of defensive mechanism within the portfolio.
Brad, thank you for joining me today. This has been a great discussion, as always.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you for tuning in to our North Square Active Insights podcast. For more information on North Square Investments, our partners, and investment solutions, please visit our website at www.northsquareinvest.com. Nothing contained in this communication constitutes tax, legal, or investment advice. Investors must consult their tax advisor or legal counsel for advice and information concerning their particular situation. This podcast contains certain statements that may include forward-looking statements. Although North Square and C.S. McKee believe that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, they do involve assumptions, risks, and uncertainties, and these expectations may prove to be incorrect. Actual events could differ materially from those anticipated in these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors. You should not place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. This podcast reflects North Square and C.S. McKee's views and opinions as of the date herein, which are subject to change at any time based on market and other conditions. We disclaim any responsibility to update these views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice or an indication of trading intention.